Again, let's turn to Romans 12:2, and we're going to start there. Many of us have heard this so many times, amen, but this is such a good word. And it says, and do not be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind, that you may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God. Yes. Amen. Holy Spirit, I just want to thank you, God. I thank you, God. I'm going to step back and allow you, Holy Spirit, to take over. I'm going to decrease, Lord God, and help me to decrease so that you can increase in me, through me, and around me in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise God. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. And we started talking a couple of weeks ago about there's more keys than this, but there's 10 keys that I wanted to go over to live a spirit-formed life. How many, you know, as believers, when we accepted the Lord, God sealed us. You see this right here? You were sealed with the Holy Spirit of promise, Ephesians 1:13, part B. Amen. We were all sealed by the Holy Spirit. Hallelujah. So now that you're sealed, now that you have the empowerment of the Holy Spirit, the Lord wants you to live a spirit-formed life. And a couple of weeks ago, we started by speaking about the first three keys. And that was obedience to the Lord. We spoke about that. Because let's face it, once you get saved, you know, now you want to please God. So in order to please God, you got to obey his word. Amen. So we got to recognize that when we were born again, that's our birthright with the Lord. That's our birthright. And it's a blessing from the Holy Spirit. Amen. And there is such a fullness inside of us. There's such an anointing that we carry now. Hallelujah. Because we are chosen. We've been chosen vessels of God. God chose us. We didn't choose him. God chose us. Hallelujah. And as believers, we got to continue to grow in Christ's likeness. Hallelujah. And we have to be discipled in his lordship. Not man's ship. Amen. But we got to be discipled in his lordship. See, no, it's no longer about us. It's about the Lord now. Your life totally changes when you become sealed with the Holy Spirit of promise. And what you got to know, that there's greatness inside of you. But these keys that I'm going to talk to you about will change your life if you walk in them. If you practice these keys, if you apply these keys to your life, you are going to walk in your anointing. You're going to be walking in a spirit formed and filled life. Hallelujah. And you are going to walk in breakthroughs. Hallelujah. Amen. And how many of us need breakthroughs right now?
Amen.
Just don't listen to what God is saying. Practice. Apply these applications. One that we spoke about two weeks ago, obedience to God. As you obey God, as we obey God, we get closer to God.
Amen.
That's what he wants. He wants intimacy. And as you get closer to him and you begin to obey his word, that's only leading you to what he's called you to do. Sure, you're going to have bumps. Sure, you're going to have the like we said in the song, you're going to be on the mountaintop sometimes. Sometimes you're going to be in the valley.
Yes, right.
But that's life.
Yeah.
Life is a roller coaster. And you got to expect that the Lord never promised you a perfect life. No. But he did promise you that he will never leave you nor forsake you.
Amen.
And he's going to prepare you for the calling that he has placed in each and everybody's life here. We all have a different calling. One mission, different callings.
Yeah.
What's our mission? To share the word.
Amen.
To testify to others. To be witnesses to others. Amen?
Amen.
And what this does, when you obey God, you're growing. You're growing. And like Romans 12:2 says, you're growing, but not to be conformed to the world. but to be transformed by the renewing of your mind. And guess what? You're not renewing your mind. You're not doing it. The Lord is doing it through his word. The Lord is doing it through other people that are Christ-like, that are modeling the Lord, and then they're imparting words into you. Why? Because they're in the Word. Because they are in the Word. They're constantly being fed because they want to grow. And the whole thing about being a Christ, a Christian, and a believer, you want to grow. You don't want to be infants and be a child in the Word. No, you want to become a matured Christian so you can help others. And when they come with these questions, because some of them come with some hard questions, you're going to be ready to answer these questions. Amen? And I said obedience to God will always yield great results.
Yes. Amen. Yes.
You want your life to prosper? Obey the Word of God. Mm-hmm. Stay with God. Amen? Amen? Number two was, discipline yourself in daily and personal devotional habits. We got to discipline ourselves. It says, and we've heard it all, if you do something for 30 days, it becomes a habit. Mm-hmm. But you got to start. You can't keep saying, I'm going to start tomorrow. I'm going to start next week. No, you got to start today. Yes. Today is the time of salvation. You start today because tomorrow is never promised. Amen. The Spirit of God will help you. Will help you as your partner when you keep him in prayer. Hallelujah.
Amen.
God will help you in your prayer target. What is it that you're praying about? What is it that you're targeting in prayer? God is going to help you. Why? Because you ask him, God, come beside me. Lord, we're just going to pray together. And Lord, this is the target I'm hitting. Lord God, help me. I know it's aligned to your word, so I know it's going to come to pass, but Lord, I need your help. Amen? Without God, there's not much we can do. Let's face it. But we need to make it a habit to pray. We got to discipline ourselves on a daily and personal prayer habit. Amen?
Amen?
Amen.
And I said before, God is always with you. And number three was, be filled with the Holy Spirit. Hello, we are old. We have the anointing of God, but you gotta be filled. That means that when you come to church on Sunday, this is a place where you get refueled by the power of the Holy Spirit, because we are speaking the Word of God. God is speaking to us, not just when the sermon is giving out, but even through songs. The Lord is ministering to each and every one of us when we praise him, when we worship him. God is ministering to you. Amen.
Amen.
So he in turn, he's filling you. He's filling your vessel. He's filling you because he wants your cup to be full and to remain full. Amen. But at the same time, you gotta release. As he gives you and you start becoming full, you gotta start delivering. That means you gotta start sharing the word. You gotta start helping out. You gotta begin to be the servant that God called you to be. And that's another key, but that's for the next time. Okay. Amen. Okay. Hallelujah. But the bottom line is, you gotta get a fresh flow of God's anointing. And it's not just Sundays at home. This is why it's so important to make yourself a Gethsemane. Get yourself into your own little sanctuary, whatever it takes, whether it's a closet or a bedroom or the shower, wherever your sanctuary is, God is there with you anyway.
Amen.
But you got to make it a habit, and you got to be filled. You know, you got to get a fresh flow of God's anointing. This is something daily that we have to do.
Amen.
Not just pastors. Everybody.
Yes.
I'm just like you. I'm flush just like you. I feel just like you have. Amen. We need a refueling, because there's people out there that God is waiting for us to touch with his word. Amen. Because wherever you go, God's going with you. Whatever you do, God knows what you're doing. God knows what you're saying. This is why it's important to get into the word and be filled with the Holy Spirit on a daily basis. And we're going to begin with number four, the next three. We got to pray for those in authority. Amen.
Amen.
You got to pray. It's not just enough praying. No, it's good to pray for your families. And that should be an automatic.
Yes.
The minute you get up in the morning, you should be praying. When you go to sleep, you should be praying, Lord, I thank you, Lord God, that you're taking care of my family, that you're taking care of my children. Hallelujah.
Amen.
And you know the needs of your children better than we do. Because we're not with you 24/7. So when you know of those needs, you got to lift them up to the Lord. Because he's the one that can make the changes. He's the one that's still working behind the scenes to make everybody in your household saved.
Amen.
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 So you got to lift up your children. You got to lift up your grandchildren. You got to lift up your great-grandchildren. And you got to lift up the next generations that are coming.
Yes.
Amen. Because it doesn't end there.
Right.
It continues on. But it says here that we need to pray for those in authority. Amen. So God is commanding us as the body of Christ. And it's a biblical command for us to pray for those that are over us.
Yes.
For those in authority. Even if you disagree with them. Because even when you disagree with a person in authority, that's where love kicks in, right? That's where love kicks in. This is why the word says, don't tell me you love me and hate your brother.
That's right.
Amen.
That's not love.
Right.
So even if you don't agree, who's the president of the United States? You're mandated as a believer to pray for the president.
Amen.
Yes.
Amen. And we're going to go to the scripture that speaks about that. So it is our duty to pray for our leaders. It is
Amen.
The duty of the members of the church to pray for the pastor.
Yes.
Amen.
It is the duty of the members of the church to pray for the leadership inside the church. Mm-hmm. It's a duty. Just as we as pastors and as board members here, right, as leaders, and we have leadership in other ministries, we are called to pray for those within the church. I'm called to pray for the flock that God has me accountable for. I have an accountability to this church, to the people within this church, to the people that I'm in contact with, to the people that God is going to bring, to the people that God has brought in the past. I'm accountable for every tear of blood inside their body, which is really tiny. A little tiny piece of blood, right? But I'm accountable for every single soul that God has brought into my presence. Amen?
Amen.
So we have a duty, church. We have a duty. And when the church is not lined up correctly in prayer, that's a problem. Because can you imagine if the government turned around and said, you know what? You got to shut down your churches. Can you imagine? The way things are going is not impossible.
That's right.
Amen. But we got all things are possible, but still he requires us to pray because so we can live in freedom. Mm-hmm. Right now we're free to worship in spirit and in truth, but not every country is like this.
Right.
Not every country believes that God should be served first. This country was founded on godly principles.
Yes.
So we got to continue to lift up our government.
Amen.
And I hate to say it, but this nation is when you look at it, it's chaotic.
Yes, it is.
There's so much corruption. And I'm sorry to say, but there's a lot of prayerless churches out there. Churches that are not really lifting up the government. That's why 2 Chronicles 7:14, which Reverend Rosemary quoted, right, during prayer Saturday morning, it says, if my people will humble down, surrender, and just pray,
Amen.
The Lord says, then he will heal the land.
Amen.
I mean, it says a lot more than that, but you get what I'm saying.
Yes.
We got to pray for our leadership. Amen.
Amen.
And I want you, let's turn there, and then we'll continue to, you know, expand on this. But let's turn to the first book of Timothy, and let's go to chapter 2. Are you hearing what I'm saying?
Amen.
Amen. Because that includes me too. Amen. Hallelujah. The word of God says pray without ceasing in the book of Philippians. That means every day you got to pray. Every day you got to pray. And we didn't even touch on a key of prayer. That's coming next week also. But one thing at a time. Because there is so much to say about prayer. There is so much to say. I'm just nitpicking right now. 1 Timothy chapter 2, 1. Let's start in verse 1. Therefore, I exhort first of all that supplications, prayers, intercessions, and giving of thanks be made for all men. And let me just say, this is Paul. This is Paul speaking to Timothy. This is Paul even speaking to the Ephesus church. Amen? So this is what he's getting. Remember that Timothy was his disciple, his mentee. Timothy is the one that Paul raised up to be a leader of a church. And he was leading the Ephesus church at this time. So it says here, and giving of thanks be made for all men, for kings, and all who are in authority. And today's terms, that includes our government, our politicians, our president, the House of Representatives, Congress, everybody that's in authority, that we may lead a quiet and peaceable life in all godliness and reverence. For this is good and acceptable in the sight of God our Savior, who desires all men to be saved and to come to the knowledge of the truth.
Amen.
For there is one God and one mediator between God and men, the man Christ Jesus. Hallelujah for that. Amen.
Hallelujah.
You gotta say amen to that.
Yes.
Who gave himself a ransom for all to be testified in due time, for which I, Paul is speaking, I was appointed a preacher and an apostle. I am speaking the truth in Christ and not lying, a teacher of the Gentiles in faith and truth. Amen?
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
It's a lot here, but you can see Paul is speaking to the church. He's speaking to Timothy. Hallelujah.
Amen.
And the Bible says that we need to pray for peace.
Yes.
There's a lot of chaos in our government. There's a lot of confused politicians right now. Amen. There's a lot of disorder in the government. There's a lot of corruption in our government. We gotta pray for peace. The word of God we just read doesn't say what office or what title to pray for. No, it just says pray for the authority.
Yes, right.
That means pray for everyone who's in authority. Hallelujah.
Amen.
It says pray for government leaders. See, it doesn't matter if you're ticked off at them. Because let me tell you, we've known past presidents that we've been really ticked off by their actions, by the words they've spoken. Amen. But the word is saying it doesn't matter whether you agree with them or not. The God is commanding us to pray.
Yes.
To pray for our leadership. Even if you disagree and understand, you need to pray for them. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Only God can change their hearts.
Right.
We can lift up these men and women in leadership and let God do the changing.
Yes.
But we gotta pray. We gotta lift them up.
Amen.
We gotta. We're called to pray. We're called to pray with a heart of love,
mm-hmm.
not a heart of anger. Let me tell you something. You're angry at me? Don't pray for me. First of all, God is not gonna receive it. Amen. God is still taking care of His own. But if you're angry, you shouldn't be praying. Amen. That's what it says. You know, we got to consecrate ourselves, right? We got to sanctify ourselves and then enter into the Holy of Holies because prayer is holy. Amen.
Amen.
The word says the prayer of the righteous avails much.
Yes.
And it really does. God hears the heart of His people. And he also doesn't want you to pray with a judgmental heart. Let me tell you, we got way too many people judging others, way too many people making accusations, way too many people assuming who they think those people are. No, pray in love. Give your heart to God and then you can pray in love, amen? But pray, you gotta pray. You gotta pray for the well-being of people. You gotta pray for the well-being of the person. If you're praying for their well-being, they're gonna be okay. We gotta pray for them to be led by the wisdom of God. We gotta pray for them for other people to come and just minister to their soul. Amen. So that they can also receive Christ. We're not in Washington, D.C., but there's people out there that are. There's people out there that are praying for the government too in the area of Washington, D.C. And I'm sure there's people, there are ministers and pastors affiliated with the White House that we know they're constantly praying for them. Amen. But it is also our duty to pray for those also. It is our duty. Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. And of course, we need to pray for each other so that when we pray for one another, we can pray for their life to be marked, hallelujah, by godliness and dignity. We got to pray for each other. Amen?
Amen.
Just like the song said last week, I pray for you, you pray for me. We all are part of God's body. Amen? Because together we're building something beautiful in this church.
Amen.
Together we're building up each other in love. Amen?
Amen?
In unity. So it is so important that we pray for one another.
Amen.
But your prayer has to be aligned with the Word of God. Don't pray outside of the Word of God. If you have a prayer that's not aligned with the Word, it's a prayer that God will not hear and He will not honor. Because it is not aligned to the Word. Amen. This is why it's so important for us to become, before we come to the holy throne room of God, to give our petitions to Him, you need to repent. Amen. If you haven't,
examine yourself.
Consecrate yourself. Amen. Yeah. And like our sister here just said, examine yourself. Psalms 139, 23, 24 says, David said, Lord, examine my heart and test me. Amen. And then you can lift up that prayer, that holy prayer of God, into His throne room. Because God is right there. And as we read, this is so awesome. We just read, there is one God and one mediator.
Yep.
Do you know that the Lord Jesus Christ is interceding for all of us with the Father? Every day.
Every day.
When you look at the cross, you got to know that the Lord Jesus gave His life for us. Amen. And every day when we fail, when we fall, when something's going on, He talks to the Father, nope, I already paid the price for her. Nope, I already paid the price for him. Man, that should just relieve you. Amen.
Amen.
But He is our mediator. He is our intercessor between God and ourselves. That alone should bring you peace. So only God can change the hearts of people, and He's the only one in control. And it is our duty as believers to lift up leadership within the nation, within your church. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. And even, you know, I'm going to extend it and even say, even at your place where you work, lift up your bosses. Lift up the people in there. You know, sometimes we're not always in agreement with the people we work with. Amen. Let me tell you, I've anointed a lot of desks in my life when they weren't there. And let me tell you, there was a change of heart. Because when you partner with God in prayer, God changes things. God changes the hearts of people. You'll be surprised if there's somebody at your job being annoying or trying to take your position. Let me tell you something. Get some anointed oil and anoint their desk. Get to work a little bit early, anoint their desk, and watch and see what the Lord will do. Amen. 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 Number five, put on the promises of God. Amen. So that means you got to come to terms with God's promises. You got to come to terms with the promise that God has made to you individually. And we got to come to terms with the promise that God has made for us as a church. Amen. Amen. So you got to put on the promises of God. And the Lord says to put your faith in Christ and in Christ alone, because only He can deliver. Mm-hmm. Only God can deliver that promise that you're holding on into your heart. Amen. You know, there was something, I was watching a conference this week, and there was a dream that's been in my heart, and I haven't been praying for it for a while, and the Lord just sparked it up again.
Amen.
He sparked up that dream again. Amen. And I was reminded of the promises of God. And the Lord chose people. He chose this. I mean, it's unbelievable the way He said it. Not only did I was able to hear it and see it, you know, from my home through the conference. I heard it very loud and clear. But then outside of my home, He used somebody else to bless me with something that I had just asked for the night before.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. And that just made that promise so much real. Mm-hmm. Amen. Can I tell you that when you're earnest with God, when you're yearning for God to just be intimate with you, when you're asking the Lord, God delivers.
Amen.
God delivers.
Yeah.
When I got the call that the Lord called me to be a pastor, I said, you got to be kidding me. Are you kidding me?
Yes.
But that same night, He answered. That same night, and that's what He does. And I'm like, He's reminding me, I haven't forgotten. I made you a promise. Take that drawing out. Lay your hands on it. Speak over it. And God gave me a not-for-profit a few years back. And He said, you're going to call it Precious Moments.
Mm-hmm.
It's to help teenage young ladies. And I'm in pursuit of that. Amen?
Amen.
Because now God has birthed this promise in me. Amen?
Amen.
He has increased my faith. I said, you know, yes, Lord. Yes, I remember what You said. So
Amen.
He says, stand on My promise. I haven't forgotten You. Everything in my timing.
Mm-hmm.
And what He's saying, forget about the past. Forget about the past. Don't worry about your past. Don't worry about people saying, oh, you'll never do it.
Mm-hmm.
Don't worry about people saying, you? Huh. Are you kidding me? You, the pastor? You opening up a not-for-profit?
Mm-hmm.
He says, forget about the past. The past doesn't define you. I do.
Amen.
The past doesn't empower you. I do.
Amen.
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 But like me, you know, that insecurity starts knocking on my door. Amen. So there's a member from our church that used to come to our church years ago. She used to go to Warren Avenue. She was my client. And I'm sharing this to encourage you because it encouraged me. Amen. It was the last night of the conference. It was Wednesday. I was streamlining the conference, and all these, you know, all these dreams and the vision came alive again. Amen. And we already had made like a lunch date for Thursday. So this all happened Wednesday, and I was asking the Lord, you know, and I had just bought my granddaughter like a Precious Moment. I love Precious Moment because my daughter Carmen, she's an artist, and she's drawn a lot of those figurines, and I came across one like a month ago, and I said, oh, I'm buying this for my granddaughter. So I bought one, so I had that. I said, Lord, that's the name of my not-for-profit organization. What are You doing, you know? So it started coming, it started festering again about a month ago, and I said, wow. And then when this conference happened, I said, wow, God, you know, You're really building me, my faith up again. I mean, You're stirring up my dream. So that night, I said to God, you know, I wish I can find one that had a church and the Precious Moments in it. So I'm going to look for it maybe tomorrow, you know. So I go to sleep, And then I go my way, and I meet this lady, and I met her for lunch. I haven't seen her in years, and she says, you know, after we had lunch, we went to her house. She said, "You want to come?" And I said, "Oh, well, I really have to be at work by 4. You know, it's already 3:15. And then something said, "You know, just go in." So I went inside, and she said, "Bernice, come on. You know, I used to teach. I'm not teaching anymore. Let me give you some, you know, do you need paper? Do you need index cards? Can you use them for school?" I said, "Yeah, I could use index cards for school." And we started. And then she took out a box, and I saw a picture of Precious Moments on top of the box. And I was sharing with her a little bit. Oh, my God. You know, I was just asking God for a precious moment. I have to look for one that has a church and this and that. And no, I'm sorry. I didn't say that. I didn't say about the church. Oh, my God. I love Precious Moments. It's something that I want to build a not-for-profit. I want to open one up for teenage young ladies. And she looked at me. She says, "Oh, my God, Bernice, hold up. You got to come upstairs." I go, she takes me upstairs. Now it's like 3:20, you know, like I got to be at my desk by 4. It's 3:20. She takes me, "No, you got to come upstairs." Go upstairs. The whole floor has Precious Moments figurines. The whole floor. On the shelves, she has Precious Moments. So I go in there, and she didn't know about the church. She didn't know what I asked God for. She goes, I don't know where she got it from. She pulls one. "I want you to have this." She plugs it in, and it's a picture of a church with a nativity set, with the Precious Moment figurines, with two little houses outside that totally reminds me of my drawing on top of that, because in my drawing, I have two little homes in my drawing surrounding the church. Amen. And I looked at it, and I said, "Oh, my God, you have no idea what you just did." Amen. Amen. Did the Lord answer my prayer? Yes. I just asked for a figurine for a Precious Moment that had a church in it. And not only that, when you plug it in, there's a light inside, and it has three windows. Amen. My drawing has three arches on each side. Amen. Amen. There is so much similar. And I was like, oh my God. Oh my God. I was so excited. Amen. I was so excited. I said, "Lord, oh my Lord, I'm going to make this happen with your help."
Thank you.
Yeah. It's going to happen. I already got somebody when this church has stepped up faith, said, "If you open up that not-for-profit, let me know. I'm going to help you."
Amen.
Amen. So God's the one that opens doors. Amen. Yeah. Amen. But all that to stir your heart that God is faithful. And I got to pick it up. Amen. God is faithful. But I just wanted you to know that God is real.
Amen.
Don't let go of your prayer. Don't let go of your dream. Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Let's go to Romans 6, 10 to 14, because we got to read a scripture about this. Amen. But God is faithful. Romans 6, 10 to 14. Paul here speaking about the Lord Jesus Christ. Because I don't want to read more than this. "For the death that he died to sin once for all. But the life that he lives to God." You know, Jesus did everything that the Father told him to do. He lived for God. Amen. And he lives for God. "Likewise, you also reckon yourselves to be dead indeed to sin, but alive to God in Christ Jesus our Lord. Amen. Therefore, do not let sin reign in your mortal body that you should obey it in its lusts. And do not present your members as instruments of unrighteousness to sin, but present yourselves to God as being alive from the dead, and your members as instruments of righteousness to God. For sin shall not have dominion over you, for you are not under the law, but you're under grace." Amen?
Amen.
We are not under the law. We are under the grace of God. Amen.
Yes.
You can say no to sin. It no longer has a hold of you. You don't need to go to your past. You can live for today and move forward in the promises of God, because it is the Lord that reigns. The biblical term that he's saying here, because he uses the word reckon, it means add it all up.
Yes.
Add it all up. Look, take this equation. Take God, take plus you equals the promise and purpose of God in your life.
Amen.
That's what it means.
Yes.
You're no longer living in the world. Now you're living a life in Christ.
Amen.
A brand new life. You're born again. Amen.
Amen.
And God's answer is undeniable. His word is yes and amen. His promises are yes and amen. If he said he's going to do it, guess what? He's going to do it.
Amen.
He's going to move us to another building.
Right.
He's going to do it.
Yes,
he's going to do it. Hallelujah.
Amen.
God's promises, you got to know, will be fulfilled.
Amen.
So it says here, put on. Just like you would put on that garment. Amen. Put on that garment. Just like we put on that garment of righteousness that the Lord so graciously gifted to us.
Amen.
And imputed in us. You got to put on that garment of promises.
Amen.
The promises of God, and begin to walk in it and circle yourself in that promise. So I got to start saturating myself in precious moments. I got to start saturating myself in that not-for-profit. Because we don't know. Maybe that's the avenue that God's going to use to bring us from here to over there.
Amen.
We don't know that, but God does.
Yes.
So that's why he's stirring my heart with that promise.
Yes.
Amen?
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Number six, the supernatural power of God is another key. Do you know that you have the supernatural power of God within you? If you have been sealed with the Holy Spirit of promise, guess what? You have the supernatural power of God. The same power that resurrected Jesus from the dead is the same power that you and I have today.
That's right.
We cannot take for granted what's inside of us.
Mm-hmm.
It is the Holy Spirit himself. You see, in this house, we have a group of devoted servants. Aren't we servants?
Amen.
We all serve the Lord, right?
Amen.
And our one desire should be to see others saved.
Mm-hmm.
Hallelujah. And another desire that we should have as a congregation, that we will walk in the supernatural and see all the signs and wonders that the early church witnessed back then. The way we read it from the book of Acts. Hallelujah. And as our believers, we are witnesses to other people.
Yes.
God called us.
Yes.
But you got to realize it's not your power.
Not at all.
It is the Holy Spirit power that is within you. So, but he says, use it, exercise it. You have it for a reason. You have it with purpose, but put it into practice. But I don't know why there's so many churches resisting this supernatural power and a dynamic breakthrough. Why? Why aren't we hearing about the miracles in the churches in Long Island? I don't hear about many miracles. But I can go to Colorado and go to Andrew Womack's ministry, and I see miracles happen right in front of me. We saw it, me and Michael, when we went 3 years ago. We saw people being delivered. We saw people being healed right there. Instantly. So why not here? We're fully equipped.
Amen.
We're fully equipped. Hallelujah. God is the same yesterday, today, and forevermore. What God did then, he can do today.
Amen.
What God is doing in Colorado, he can do here.
Amen.
What God is doing in California, he can do here.
Amen.
What God is doing in Florida, he can do here.
Yes.
Amen.
Amen.
So we gotta tap in. We already have it. Exercise it. Use it. Do not be afraid to use what God has anointed you with. Amen?
Amen.
We gotta embrace it. We are God's adopted sons and daughters. We have been empowered by his supernatural strength. Amen. It is his strength. It's not ours. Amen.
Amen.
And as children of God, we have been given roots, the roots of Christ. We got something special. We got the treasure. We got his treasure. There's something special within us. Amen. So whatever we have, and you should be aware of it, you got to embrace it and put it into practice.
Amen.
The Lord's gifted you with some talents. Begin to use your talents. There's many of them, and I don't have time to get into them. I don't have time to get into the gifts and talents of God. Amen.
Amen.
But we got to begin to use these gifts. Start at home and then bring it out to the church. Bring it out to the workplace. Deposit a word of encouragement to other people. Don't be afraid to talk to somebody who's really silent. You never know what they're going through.
Right.
Don't be afraid to give them a smile. Don't be afraid to talk to them. Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. We have the power. We got a supernatural power within us. Hallelujah. And the reality is, the society is blind to it. That's the reality. It really is blind to it. Every day they're taking God out of something. Every day something else is happening. Like the Grammys. I haven't even watched the video yet, but I just heard about it. It's incredible how this, I don't know what it was, this figure that looked like a devil dressed in red came into the Grammys, and it was allowed. Do you see how many things are allowed? That is an abomination to Christ. This is why it's so important to pray, church. We gotta pray because it is our children that we're leaving behind, our grandchildren, our great-grandchildren. So we got to continue to pray and start using those supernatural power that God has given us with purpose. Hallelujah.
Amen.
You know, and the reality, instead of seeking the supernatural power of God, there are still people, Christians, believers, seeking supernatural, satanic powers. Because I hear about it. It's a reality. Some people think, there's a psychic reader coming this way, blah, blah. They run, not even thinking. Do you know that's an abomination to the Lord that we serve?
Amen.
You don't need a psychic reader. You need God. Yeah. Allow, get intimate with him. Allow him to reveal his mysteries, the things that you want to know. He'll tell you because God is faithful. He will answer you.
Yeah.
He has answered me. So why should I run somewhere else when God knows what's best for me?
Yes.
The enemy, he's gonna distract you temporarily, but at the end of the day, he's going to bring you down.
That's right.
Because he doesn't want the best for you. He wants the worst for you.
Yeah,
right. Amen. Right. And not only does he want the worst for you, now he wants you to bring others with you to bring you down.
Yes.
Amen. Amen. Because the enemy comes to kill, steal, and destroy God's people and God's plans.
Yes.
Amen. Amen. So we got to be mindful of this. Amen.
Amen.
Yes. Hallelujah. And the early church, it exploded with supernatural power. Hallelujah. Supernatural power. So let's turn real quick. This is our last verse. 1 Corinthians chapter 2. And we're going to start in verse 1. Hallelujah. 1 through 5 says, and I... Again, Paul speaking. Brethren, when I came to you, did not come with excellence of speech or of wisdom, declaring to you the testimony of God. For I determined not to know anything among you except Jesus Christ and him crucified. I was with you in weakness, in fear, and in much trembling. And my speech and my preaching were not with persuasive words of human wisdom, but in demonstration of the Spirit and of power, that your faith should not be in the wisdom of man, but in the power of God. Amen. Did you hear that? Even Paul, who we know when he was persecuting the Christians, we know he was knocked down by the Lord Jesus. Amen. He was blinded. Then he received his sight back, and the Lord sent him away to school. But then he came back. But he came back, and what he's saying here, I come back humbled. And I don't speak out of eloquence. I don't speak with these big scholarly words. No, I'm speaking the language plain and simple, because it is Christ who died for me. It is Christ who gave his life for me. Hallelujah. And I speak in his power, not in my power, because I got no power without Christ.
Amen.
Amen. So he was just speaking to the congregation humbly, because honestly, it has nothing to do with our human wisdom. It is the power of God why you and I are here today.
Yes. Amen.
Because God empowered us with that supernatural power that is within us. That power has the ability to have us increase our faith on a daily basis. It is God's power. Imagine if more people would just embrace the supernatural power of God, how the church would be today.
Amen.
Powerful, exploding, dynamic, just like the early church. Amen?
Amen.
I don't know about you. I want to see others saved. I want to see others walk in the supernatural power of God.
Amen.
And more importantly, I want to see others walking in the supernatural power of God. It's one thing is to be saved, but another is to be walking and acting in the supernatural. Hallelujah.
Amen.
We are spiritual beings living in a human body, but the Lord is real. He is real, and this is what we need to pray for. Amen. That we would see each other walk in the supernatural power of God.
Amen.
That we would see the signs and wonders. We're already fully equipped to see the miracles that happen then, they can happen today.
Amen.
It is the Spirit of God, like Paul says, the Spirit of God himself demonstrating to us his presence, the supernatural gifts and talents that he has placed in each and every one of us,
yes,
including the speaking in tongues.
Amen.
That's a supernatural power right there. Amen.
Amen.
And it's not a human, it's not human wisdom. It is a supernatural thing of God. Amen. It is the supernatural power of God. Like Zechariah says, it is not by might. That means it's not by your human strength or your human resources. It is not by power. Again, it's not by your human strength. Amen. But it's by the Spirit. It's by his supernatural power, says the Lord. Amen. So yes, we can, because God has already built it in us. It's ours. We were born with it. Amen.
Amen.
And when we received the Son of God as Savior, it was awakened.
Amen.
God opened that seal so we can walk in his supernatural power.
Amen.
And the reality is, why is that? So we can be Christ-like and bring others to Christ. Amen.
Amen.
Because again, the Lord Jesus, he's the mediator between you and man. He's the mediator between you and God. Yesterday we had, and I'm just closing, we had a food pantry. Pastor Andy asked, Bernice, I need your help. Can you cover for me Saturday? I came. My brother was here, and even Mikey came. But we, you know, I came in and I was rushing. I was kind of late. I wasn't late, but I was late, because I like to be at places on time. It was like 10:56, but I was rushing. This room was full. Full. And Mary tells me, the leader of the food pantry, 15 minutes, Bernice, 15 minutes. But I spent, after I got off work Friday, I spent like an hour from like maybe 1 o'clock in the morning to like maybe 2:30 in the morning preparing my message for Saturday, because I, you know, he called me last minute. So I said, okay. So I got a message and I put it together, and you know, there's a lot of Spanish people in this area that don't speak English. So I took it and I translated the verses and I printed it on my paper, but all that to say that it was the supernatural power of God that was speaking through me. He was the mediator. And I said, Lord, you know, I'm tired. You know, for prayer, I was tired. I sent even a text out to Rosemary. I said, I'm tired. Can you just open up? But God gives me the strength out of nowhere. I don't even know where it comes from. I know it comes from God. But you know, it was so awesome because I would give the word and they were so enthusiastic and they were answering. And when I said, you know, we're going to do, you know, I'm giving you an opportunity to receive the Lord. This is, you know, and I gave a whole message, you know, in 12 minutes. But they were so loud, and they just repeated verse after verse everything that I said. And I did it in Spanish, and they repeated it in Spanish. And there was two young boys here, and they did it in English, and they did it in Spanish, and I was blessed.
Amen.
I was blessed, but it was the supernatural power of God, amen, that became the mediator between me and the people that were sitting here. And I know in my heart, most of them received the Lord, if not all of them.
Amen.
Amen. But we're called to plant the seeds, amen, and others will water them. Amen. But these are the three other keys that you can live, church, a spirit-formed life every day if you would just apply these keys to your life, and you will see breakthrough just like I have just this week. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Church, you are blessed. Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Praise God.